Pro Bonus Days at Lowe's are on, with exclusive offers and trusted brands to help your business get a head start on spring. Come into Lowe's February 18th through the 26th to load up with 15% off select 5-gallon buckets of interior paint, including Ovation from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. See the Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. But hurry, Pro Bonus Days are only here for a limited time, and they're only at your local Lowe's.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Yes, Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball, Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The NBA trade deadline has officially expired, although we could still hear about deals that snuck in under the deadline. Yahoo's Adrian Wojnarowski says the Bulls and Magic had discussed a deal that would bring Shabazz Napier to Chicago for Aaron Brooks. Brooks has to agree to any trade, but all quiet on that front as the deadline passes. This morning, Paul Gasol called the chances he'll be traded improbable and said the Bulls are in the lead to re-sign him after the season. Gasol to the Kings, according to Casey Johnson, is all but dead. Elsewhere, a three-team trade to report. Channing Frye goes to Cleveland. Anderson Varejao out of Portland, along with a 2018 first-round pick. And Jared Cunningham and a second-round pick go to Orlando. The Jazz get Shelvin Mack from Atlanta for a second-round pick. Phoenix has traded Markieff Morris to the Wizards. Bulls are back in action tonight in Cleveland. Coach Fred Hoiberg said this morning that Nico Mirotic, Jimmy Butler, and Mike Dunleavy are all making progress in recovering from their injuries.
I had a good day as far as getting our guys out there. I know you talked to Nico, and it's good to see him back on the bike today, getting a little sweat going. Jimmy, again, he's progressing, feeling better. Everybody else made it all the way through, including Mike. So that's back-to-back days with Mike going through tough, intense practices, and it's good to see him out there.
Meanwhile, the Blackhawks were at the White House today to celebrate their most recent Stanley Cup with President Obama. They'll return to action on Sunday in Minnesota for their Stadium Series matchup at TCF Stadium. The Illini introduced Josh Whitman as their new athletic director today. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Auto Show sales event going on now. And join the Score and Lance Briggs live from 1 to 2 p.m. Sunday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2016 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by, meet Lance, and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by All Day Breakfast at McDonald's.
Scores at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on the Score.
As we approach the NBA trading deadline, with the Bulls said by Adrian Wojnarowski to be actively shopping Pau Gasol, and it certainly makes sense that you would.
There's no point in
pull the plug on this year too. You're better off just kind of losing out the string here and working your way into the lottery and not pretending that you're something you're not, and decide who's material on this roster. Maybe even without Pau around, Fred can do a little bit more coaching and have some more of his game. Maybe people listening to him rather than having an old veteran set in his ways, setting some examples that maybe aren't ideal for a young coach.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Mark Schanowski.
The Bulls' mission statement right now is to try to get younger and more athletic. And if some team is willing to offer them a young wing guy that they like and they feel like can be part of this team going forward, then they'd be willing to make a deal. But they're not just going to hand Pau Gasol or Taj Gibson off for second-round draft picks, and I still would be surprised if they do anything of substance. It's not like they're actively just trying to strip the team to get under the luxury tax or maybe to find a late first-round draft pick. I mean, they're looking to do something to get significantly better and not just put a Band-Aid on a team that's struggling right now.
Boris and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Dan Bernstein, mad about a cola.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got that dementia stuff, you don't want that.
Dementia stuff?
I'm Chris Ronji for some dementia stuff.
I've got to work. Boris and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The trade deadline has passed, and it appears at this point that the Bulls have done nothing.
Well, you know, hearing Mark Schanowski from yesterday, and he's always fantastic with the show every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. If you don't know that, you should go back and listen to podcasts or tune in for the future visits with the show. He talked about the Bulls not wanting to put a Band-Aid on their situation and get significantly better. I think that kind of sums it up right there. They don't have any pieces right now that make them significantly better.
But my point is, I wouldn't mind if they made themselves right now significantly worse.
Right, but they're not going to do that.
If it makes you more likely to win a title, it's their job to do that. And
maybe they disagree with you that getting significantly worse makes them, you know, gives them a better chance to win a title sooner.
Well, a higher pick is more valuable. You have a more valuable asset.
Well, you know, look at their recent number one picks, too.
Yeah, if that's a reason why you don't want
know,
a high number
know,
one
I
pick,
know, then I know,
you
got to get out of the excuse. But I get it, but it's just, you know, I another thing that Schanowski said yesterday that was great is talking about, you know, having, you know, you have to have luck in this league, and they had, you know, they got some luck when they got Derrick Rose, and they couldn't anticipate multiple knee injuries that would destroy the guy's career. But also, it's about a superstar, and it's not about bringing some magical scheme in that's going to make average players better. And I know that's what they thought with Fred Hoiberg. He's got this magical offensive scheme, and it's going to help the offense get so much better. That's not what it is, and it's a league of superstars. They don't have superstars on this team. You know, he categorized Jimmy Butler as a top 15-20 player. I'm not sure I would even go that high. The guy is a solid number two player behind a superstar.
He's not
that
a guy
that helps you win a championship, but he's not a guy. Like, I'm not going to look at a championship team and say Jimmy Butler was their best player. That guy led them to a championship.
His presence does not put you in the conversation.
I don't think so. Maybe other people do, but I
think
don't.
So.
And that's good that he does. I mean, he has to think that way, but I don't think he's that guy. But where's that superstar at, and how do they get that superstar?
According to Mark Stein, his sources say that Sacramento is keeping Ben McLemore, and in the end was hoping to make him part of a Pau Gasol deal. But I guess Gasol has wanted to remain in Chicago, and it looks like he is indeed remaining in Chicago.
And I also love the tweets that are coming through, reports that Houston will not trade Dwight Howard because no one wants Dwight Howard. You can't certainly trade someone without a trade partner. I love that they're, well, we're not going to trade. We decided not to trade him. We're gonna keep Dwight Howard.
I like this tweet from Nate Duncan, who says, would love to know what the Kings offered for Gasol and how much the Bulls' potentially misguided hopes of re-signing him played into no deal. That is the essence of the question that I have. Well, what do you think? Because unless something comes trickling in from right up to the deadline, love to know what you, the Bulls fan, think about the Bulls' active inaction. Joe in Schaumburg, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. You know, your previous caller correctly said that the Bulls haven't made any trades in two years.
Hey, I'm sorry, real quick. This is from Brian Windhorst, and Rick Camp just retweeted this. Kirk Heinrich's been traded to the Hawks for a second-round pick.
Breaking Bulls news.
So there it is.
Carmelo Anthony is now a Chicago Bull.
There's your significant move made by your Chicago Bulls.
That Kirk Heinrich is now a second-round pick. All
right,
go ahead,
Brian Windhorst. Yeah, sorry, Joe.
Yeah, no worries. You know, what's also true is that guard packs haven't made a trade in 7 years for a player that's become part of the regular rotation. And I think in February 2009 at the trade deadline, they got Brad Miller and John Salmons, and they were in the regular rotation, and that's it. During Tibbs' entire time here in Chicago, they never made a trade
for a player.
Who?
Miritich.
Miritich wasn't a trade. They drafted him.
He was, well,
I'm not talking about the second round pick or trading up to get McDermott. I'm talking a flat.
So you're talking a flat, a player brought in at trade deadline.
I thought the pick you're saying an actual body at trade deadline.
Not trading for a pick that became a body.
That became a starter, an actual body.
But I don't think that is a proper measurement. It isn't, just making deals doesn't make you good or bad. Sometimes, as they say, the best deals are the ones you don't make. So I don't buy that in and of itself as a necessarily a valid criticism, just to say they're not doing things, because you have to know where you are and what your proximity is to a title. I think if we just look at, we don't have to globalize anything, and just look at right now, why didn't you move Pau Gasol? You had a chance. Were you asking too much?
That's what I was asking before. I mean, are they just asking for too much? And now you said, I mean, you would do anything at this point to get significantly worse. And their philosophy, as you said, the opposite of that is sometimes the best trades are the ones not made, and maybe that's where they're thinking right now. Or they were just dead set on, we need a top 10 number one pick for Pau Gasol.
Well, I would like to know, I'd like to hear from them where they think this team is and why they decided to stand pat with a roster that's already quit on them. Billy and Danville, you're on the Score.
Guys, I've been a lifelong Bulls fan, but this was the last straw. If it is in fact true that they had a chance to get McLemore and they didn't want to pull the trigger because they were infatuated with Gasol or they wanted to re-sign him, tell me, guys, how this makes sense. Gasol's 35. It's not like he's in his 20s. He doesn't really fit the system, the up-tempo system that Hoiberg apparently wants to run. So they hire Hoiberg. They don't give him the right pieces. I honestly want to know what they are thinking. McLemore, for everything that I've read, he wants out of Sacramento because of the mess, the dumpster fire that has become Sacramento. And he's young, he's athletic, he can shoot, he can defend. He hasn't lived up to the hype when he came out, but I think that has a lot to do with the environment he was in. If they seriously had a chance to get him and they did not do this, guys, I'm telling you, this is the last straw for them. I wake me up when they start trying again, because it is getting pathetic seeing them not do something, not even make an effort. Where are they going? They are not going anywhere with Gasol. Even if everybody was 100% healthy, even if Rose was 100% healthy, they still could not beat Cleveland. They wouldn't have a chance against San Antonio and Golden State. What is the point? Start over, hit reset, build around Butler, get him some guys around him, and go for it. Seriously, guys, this whole McLemore thing was the last straw.
Okay, well, I don't know if building around Butler's the right idea either, because until you fix the inherent relationship problems you've got with Fred Hoiberg and Jimmy Butler, both the X's and O's issues and the personal stuff, I don't know that building, quote-unquote, around him gets you anywhere either. I don't know. It's really dispiriting is what it is. They make it very, very hard. It would be so much easier, and I guess I would have to... I'll wait. Just to be fair, I will wait to hear what they have to say.
Well, you have no choice.
I will wait to hear what they have to say before I clobber, because maybe they can say, look, all this reporting is wrong, and we never had a deal for Gasol. We couldn't get anything for him. We're not sure if we want to re-sign him. I don't know what they're going to say.
Yeah, and as the boys point out back at the studio, all the Bulls media is in Cleveland for the game tonight. So, I mean, Gar Forman's not going to come down from hiding and talk and go through the process today. He wouldn't do it without the media there, correct? Other than David being there.
Just go talk to Shu. That's his guy.
David's the only guy there.
Well, if he talks, it'll be to David. So, and we'll have it. But like I said earlier, I wouldn't have anticipated that. I didn't even think about the fact that they're out in Cleveland and there's no media here to do it. So,
I'm just very frustrated. I thought that there would be an opportunity, perhaps, to do something with some, even Joakim Noah's expiring deal, that maybe somebody would have wanted that and figure that's in.
Yeah, but, you know, having caps going up, I mean, but isn't with an expiring deal, is that kind of less significant now with the cap going up next year? Isn't it?
It's far less significant, but it doesn't mean you couldn't try. Maybe they did. Maybe there was an opportunity.
But you can't make a trade without a partner, so. You know, unless you're the Houston Rockets and you decline not to trade Dwight, even though no one asked for him.
I just hope they don't think they're good right now. That's what it comes down to. I hope they know what everyone else is seeing in this team. And they keep saying, Hoiberg says, well, we're in the East, you know, we can go on a run. I don't really think that this team is currently constructed as capable of that run that he expects.
But I think they might believe that, though. And you go back to that Collie story yesterday, and you know, the source he had, he quotes in the story, says that Garpax didn't want to look like they were giving up on this roster. You know, that I'm you know, if I'm going to attach my thoughts to something, and that's most significant to me with those guys.
An email from Matt. He says, if the Kings were proactively looking to move McLemore for Gasol, the Bulls' reluctance to pull the trigger is inexcusable. The Bulls move 2 months of Gasol for a young, if underwhelming, asset, which also does two things. It makes the Kings better, more likely for the protected pick to vest to the Bulls. It makes the Bulls worse and possibly lottery bound. I can't say we're owed an explanation, but I would love to hear one. I would, too. And Joe Colley doesn't think they're going to talk at all, either Foreman or Paxson. And it matters who you hear from now more than ever, because we have to stop. We have to dispense with this idea that they're speaking with one voice, because they're not, especially privately. So I do think it matters if we hear from Foreman or if we hear from Paxson, because it may give us some indication of what Foreman thinks his own future holds, let alone that of his team with his handpicked coach.
Well, I would think it's pretty significant if Paxson speaks and Gar Foreman doesn't. That's huge.
Maybe they're not even talking to each other about who's going to speak. And like you say, if Pax wants, he can come right down the stairs and talk to David right now.
He could. He could. And I think that says quite a bit about Gar Foreman and what his future is as general manager.
Mike in Palatine, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Dan, I wanted to mention, Powell, before that, you brought up an interesting point today, which is, are these guys going to speak? And just from watching and reading the NBA, a lot of general managers now, they speak a lot more often, whether it's Houston or I think Danny Ainge is on the radio every week. It's really frustrating and kind of surprising that they spend so much time talking to other media, but they won't come out and talk to themselves. But on the Pau Gasol issue, I wonder if there's possibly some fear, and I mean real fear for the Bulls, that this whole Hoiberg-Hoiball offense doesn't exist. If you look at the usage rates of Gasol, especially his points in the fourth quarter, all this is very high. I think they are scared to death that if they got rid of Gasol, their egos couldn't handle all the losses. And that's maybe why they want to re-sign him next year. They've got to be afraid.
What do you mean? All they have to say is we may lose now to win more later. You're trying to win titles. And Gasol is on a slow decline himself.
Right.
He's 35. You're not bringing back a 28-year-old Gasol to be the centerpiece of your offense next year. And you're right, his usage rate is very high, but when the drop off comes, it comes.
So wait, let me throw this at you. Would it be possible that they were told the end of the season has to look a particular way in order for jobs to be retained?
I don't think they would be told. Certainly not Paxson.
Well, I'm talking about Foreman. Certain, and maybe even above Paxson, that a certain number of wins need to be reached, a certain level needs to be attained this year.
It doesn't sound like something that would be done.
I just can't figure it out. It makes no sense. Especially if the stuff about Sacramento and McLemore is true, that the Bulls wouldn't pull the trigger. There has to be some kind of logical reason behind it.
Come by the Hyundai exhibit at the Chicago Auto Show. You can test drive any of three Hyundai SUVs. And we're going to be hanging out here until 6 o'clock. And we would certainly be happy to say hello to you. And we are broadcasting, technically, from the Hyundai Studios. See the Genesis at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. The Boris and Bernstein Show. What? What's so funny?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing's funny. I'll tell you off the air.
I can't say it
on the air.
That guy?
No, move it along.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to see here, sir.
Okay, you have the score.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Wasn't this supposed to be one of the lamer editions of the Tobacco Road rivalry? Not really. Duke 74, Carolina 73. And the only people who hated that more than the Tar Heel fans in the Dean Dome were the billions of Duke haters on the planet Earth. Because these are the same people who were popping Dom and doing backflips only 2 weeks back when Duke fell out of the national rankings for the first time in 9 years. The troll nation reacted like the entire program folded and every banner got shredded. What has happened since? They've won 5 in a row. They've ripped off three straight against top 15 teams, and they've taken down their arch rivals six of the last seven times. Oh, and Duke has created the perfect monster with Grayson Allen. Listen, I don't root ever, but I do love laughing at people who hate. And if you think you're bent now that Duke is back in the top 20, imagine how you'll feel if Coach K gets them to the Elite Eight. I'm Jim Rome.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS weeknights, or stream it live or on demand.
The hat has spoken!
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialist at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's a big thing for our group. We got to get that edge back. We got to find a way to get that back defensively. We've had it. You know, we've had it this year. And then obviously we've had stretches where, we have not competed well enough on the defensive end of the floor. We've got some obviously key guys that contributed to our success on the defensive end early in the season that aren't in the lineup right now.
Our cry from We Have More Than Enough to Win, and it does appear that the response that we're getting on the phones, via email and Twitter, is all pretty much the same stuff, just different versions of some of the same opinions. Boers and Bernstein Show, that's Matt Abaticola in for Terry Boers today. We're here at the Hyundai display at the Chicago Auto Show. John says it's a joke the Bulls didn't move any of their assets at the deadline. Gasol's out the door, so's Noah. Even if the players they could have gotten in return aren't good, having Costa Koufos as a backup big is okay, and McLemore should at least be a reasonable backup guard. Moving Gasol just for the better possibility of a top 10 Sacramento pick is worthwhile. So the Bulls are dumb. I'd rather buy into a rebuild than whatever the hell their plan is right now. And Benjamin asks this, is it possible that Foreman did not want to accept the first offer he got for Powell? He held out for more. He expected Sacramento to blink, but they never did. Rather than being deluded about what this team is, maybe he's just a bad negotiator.
That's a very good possibility.
It's kind of both, though.
Yeah.
Because one affects the other. Because you change your stance, you change your negotiating rigidity based on what your real belief is right. About the roster, right? So I don't think the two can exist completely independently, but I get what you're saying. And maybe it is more on that side that he just misread the guy across the table from him.
You know, and there was a tweet from Steve Ashburner earlier. He said that he had asked Pau Gasol this morning just to give him a, you know, in case you're traded, canned quote.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Pau, he laughed and declined. Because he knew.
But I also don't think that all the noises that Pau was making about wanting to continue playing here, I don't buy that either.
What if he does, though? What if they end up signing him to a couple-year deal?
I think he wants to finish the year here.
Right. Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, he should keep his options open. Maybe the Bulls say, hey, the cap's going up. Here's $30 million for 2 years. Look what they gave Dunleavy.
Right.
Look what they gave Mike Dunleavy.
And, you know, and maybe that's what it is, too. I mean, they're getting guys back, and they feel they can make that run. Maybe that they really feel that. And unless they were getting that top 10 pick for Pau that they were holding out for, that wasn't going to happen, and bring back some bodies. But, you know, they desperately wanted that number one pick. And, you know, we that cut that Chris played there from Hoiberg about, you know, we need our edge back, and, you know, I mean, what, that's not a thing,
right?
Your edge back, you need guys that can play defense at the NBA.
You guys who are listening,
you don't have enough of those. It's not about an edge or being mentally tough, you know, or being, you know, physically tough, or being a meatball and have a lot of heart, a lot of hustle. It's about playing defense, being able to play individual defense in the NBA. They just don't have enough of those guys on this team,
or run his offense.
That's a bigger issue.
Yeah, defense is only part of it.
Right, no, that's part of it. But, I mean, this is a terrible defensive team. But then you bring this guy in to run his offense, and people are questioning, does he even have the offense? He certainly don't have the guys to do it.
Rudy has this. Matt, you hit on it. It's what bothers me the most about this team. I think the Bulls do think they're good. Look at the offseason moves. They signed a 35-year-old hurt Mike Dunleavy for no reason, unless getting the younger players less playing time is a reason. And how in blue hell do you give Aaron Brooks a no-trade clause? What possible leverage would he have had that required that? When I heard that Brooks vetoed a trade, I did a Chris Ranji spit take. Did they not have a copy of the actual Bulls roster?
That's what I'm saying. I keep going back to what, and I, you know, I trust Colley and the source that he had and what he wrote yesterday, that Garpacks are just, you know, too afraid of the appearance of, if they made trades, of giving up on this roster. Because, and the only reason why you do that or feel that way is because you believe you can win with this roster. And I finally made it. I'm going to mark this date down. Is it February 18th, 2016? An email from Rudy that said, I nailed it. That's it. I finally made it, you know, big time.
I tell you, though, it's really hard for me because going back to when John Paxson was an assistant coach when I was covering the team, and even to his days as a broadcaster, he's a really, really smart basketball guy. One of the smartest I've ever been around. A guy who knew the league, who knew X's and O's, who knew roster construction. And he would sit in a hotel lobby and talk about it.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
And before a game, when the interactions were a little different before a game, and one of his jobs was to whiteboard the opposing plays. And as he was doing it, he'd talk about it. He'd say, oh, yeah, look, well, they moved this screen a little bit here. Or you watch where Gary Payton, a couple times last game, he decided to go the other direction around this action. Or they run a mirror version of this. And yet you really learned the game and understood the game. I don't think John Paxson got dumb.
That's so what happened.
I don't know. It's very difficult to try to figure out why a guy that I've always respected as one of the smartest basketball people I've been around can see things on a court that and on a team that I'm not seeing. And maybe he's just not. Maybe he's constrained. I can't answer it. It's confounding and maddening to me and also not wanting to talk about it. It's a guy who always wanted to talk. He's a great talker. He hosted shows on The Score talking basketball.
Okay, so then what developed or what changed? And
I don't know.
I can think back to when I was in college and we were doing some radio show, sports radio stuff for WMBI, and we got to go to the Berto Center a few times. John Paxson couldn't have been a nicer guy just to waste his time talking to two college idiots that he had no reason talking to. But so then what happened to this, you know, smart, intelligent basketball guy that's now running a team? It doesn't seem that has a zero direction.
He's got to be in there somewhere.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:31 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls make one move as the NBA trade deadline passes, sending Kirk Heinrich to Atlanta for a second-round pick. Paul Gasol, Tony Snell, Aaron Brooks, and everyone else involved in trade rumors before today will stay put. ESPN's Mark Stein said the Kings hope to make Ben McLemore part of a deal for Paul Gasol, but that deal never materialized. How are Bulls fans feeling about the underwhelming deal? Hashtag FireGarPacks is now trending in Chicago on Twitter. Blackhawks made their third trip to the White House today to celebrate their most recent Stanley Cup. They gave President Obama a coveted United Center parking pass. Hawks are now off until Sunday when they head to Minnesota to take on the Wild. The University of Illinois introduced their new athletic director today. Josh Whitman reportedly got a 5-year deal worth $600,000 a year. And former Bear Jared Allen announced his retirement today in a video from atop a horse. After 12 years in the NFL, Allen finished at number 9 on the all-time sacks list. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Come hang out with Matt Rodewald as we broadcast live from the Toyota Sports Corner Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Come join us at the Hyundai display. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers today.
I love the idea.
What?
I love Jared Allen on top of a horse.
There was no sunset, though.
Retirement. That's great.
Yeah, he mentioned there was no sunset, but he rode off. There he went. I like Marshawn Lynch is the best. The elegance of his retirement announcement was just great.
Did you guys talk on the show about the story? Because I don't listen all the time. The story of Marshawn Lynch
reportedly never spending a dollar of his NFL salary, just living off his endorsement money?
No.
That he's made $25 million in salary, and he still has all of it? That he's just lived off endorsement money through his career?
It'd be very smart of him, as long as he's...
I don't believe it, but, you know...
Why not?
I don't know. I just can't...
I'd have to see how he's living.
I guess. I mean, maybe he's a guy that just lives a, you know, normal lifestyle, not this extravagant lifestyle that NFL players can live.
Or maybe funny, he's, though, maybe he's made a lot more than we think
in endorsements.
I don't know.
Curtis, I mean, as of late, he has.
In Hoffman Estates, says, it's become completely clear to me that the problem with the Bulls comes down to the fact that it has a bad culture within that was born the moment Phil Jackson and the greatest player of all time were pushed out the door. Well, they were pushed out the door. So now, this is what's causing the current sad state of the team. The Bulls have failed year after year to draw meaningful talent from the free agency pool, and they seem to lack the ability to understand player values enough to make meaningful trades. It's an organization that's been driven by bloated egos in the front office who have a disdain for the types of high-talent, big-personality players and coaches that are needed to win championships. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's really part of it. So too often there's a focus on getting the hard worker, the gritty player who doesn't make too many waves, who doesn't speak out against management, and is an obedient soldier who wouldn't... Oh, no, I'm not buying any of this stuff, because Jimmy Butler's all of those things. Jimmy Butler is a Hollywood max money star who's already calling out the coach. They had Ben Wallace in here.
Right.
Come on. That's just not true.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm curious to see when Gar Foreman or John Paxson, when they talk. And I think it'd have to be Gar Foreman. Yeah, if Paxson's talking, it says more about Foreman than anything. But, you know, I'm just looking forward to hearing what Gar Foreman has to say and what their process was. And, you know, if they will even address, I'm sure they'll be asked about the Sacramento deal and Ben McLemore, and if they'll address that situation, or they just, you know, they won't want to get into, you know, what potentially was trades with other teams, to see what their process is, to see what the rest of the season looks like in their eyes.
Yeah, I want to be clear here, too, that for people to... When I'm lamenting the inactivity, it's not because I thought that they could make this roster better. It's not because... I mean, some people are asking, like, well, what did you think? Who did you think they could
get? Right, because
you
wanted them to get significantly worse.
I would have had no, just an acknowledgement that this season is as over as it is. Some sort of acknowledgement that it's better to get something rather than nothing to try to begin any kind of reasonable rebuild sooner rather than later. And if they did try, I don't know, even know if they agree with me or not. And Cody Westerland, our web editor at 670thescore.com, says the no-trade power that Aaron Brooks had is not something the Bulls gave. There are collective bargaining rules out of their control. They signed him to one-year contracts in back-to-back years. So that meant he's a one-year Bird player with the Larry Bird rights. So those guys carry the no-trade clause per league rules.
Because of back-to-back one-year deals.
Back-to-back one-year deals.
Okay, so it's nothing they did. It's out of their hands.
They knew it because they tried to upgrade at streak-shooting dwarf. Because that is a position where they have had turnover, but they couldn't find anybody better. I don't think they initially intended to re-sign him. I think they said, look, you know, wait, and we're going to see if we can get somebody better than you, and if we can't, we'll resign.
All right, so that makes you feel better, somewhat.
And we don't know if the trade was scuttled because of a no-trade rejection or not. It's possible they just couldn't get the trade done.
Right.
We don't know for sure.
Very, very true.
That's sort of a guess to think that it went to Aaron Brooks. Like, hell no, I'm not leaving here to go to Orlando, and you're not getting Shabazz Napier. I don't know. Did you hear any of Josh Whitman?
I didn't. I didn't hear it. I read all the cuts, and it sounded like the statement you read yesterday, and I think you probably read it better than he said.
Was he mountain climbing?
Yes, I'm
looking at his feet.
You know, it was his dream job of, you know, 20 years ago when he realized they actually had the position. That thing, and climbing the mountain, and, you know, never looking up and always looking down at your feet because it's one foot in front of the other. I think that's what it was. And, you know, I think like the last cut on the sheet was about, now he knows there's hard work and there's things to do, but he wants to get people excited. It just sounded, it sounded so college-y. You know what I mean?
My Illini peeps are of the mind that he doesn't know what he's getting into.
Oh.
That in the next,
I mean, your peeps could be wrong, but if that's true, that's so depressing because it seems like that's all they do now.
Said in the next couple of weeks, he is going to hear from the leaders of this very, very unhappy block of donors, alums, trustees, and he's going to get an earful. Now,
obviously, the Tim Beckman time in Illinois, it speaks for itself. And
does it ever?
And he obviously did some things and was part of things that I would never, ever condone, you know, at a university at any level for any particular reason. All of that put aside, as a person, I really liked Tim Beckman. I did. He was a super nice guy and was always available to me. So I always appreciate that about
as
him.
As a producer, you liked him. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I would talk to him socially when I would get too drunk to and text him because he would respond. It's great. But here's the thing.
You're drunk texting Tim Beckman?
One time I was. I'm in the back seat going home from somewhere. I don't remember where I was. And I wanted him to look at my nephew's highlight tape. And I sent it out to him. But anyway.
You're unbelievable.
I know, right? That's but, great. You know, whatever. But, like, when I first met him, that first time in the studio, I walked away, and I think I might have said to you, I can't believe they hired this guy to be their football coach. And, you know, and I'm as dumb as a box of rocks, and I don't evaluate things properly. I don't know college football. But I walked away going, how in God's name did the University of Illinois, and I get where University of Illinois stands as far as football, but how did the University of Illinois hire this guy to run their football program?
They
like,
panicked.
If I would have sat down with him in an interview, it would have been like, oh my God, seriously? I'm sorry, sir. And I would have had the secretary give me a fake phone call so I could leave the room and be like, I'm sorry, Tim, something came up. We'll get back to this, okay?
Yeah, we've suspended our coaching
search. And never call
him
again. Right. Like, how in the hell? And now it just seems like if your people are telling you that this is another guy that seems like he's in over his head.
Everybody likes him. Everybody says he's nice and smart.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a great guy, but there's a lot of great guys that can't do things that you need people to do at universities to actually win football games.
And basketball games. That's the next, that's your
I just don't get it. You
next
know,
stage
and
of this.
Because
is...
he played there and because he had success at University of Wisconsin, lacrosse, and at University of Washington and St. Louis. I mean, and because he played tight end for you. I mean, and he's a great guy.
Yep.
Who's won at the Division I level? Get that guy for me.
Who knows a lot of coaches.
And I want that guy.
Who immediately is going to pick up the phone.
He's not going to hire Bill Cubitt.
A rainmaker coach. Well, they want Cubitt gone.
Well, why wouldn't they? I don't even know anything, and I want him gone.
And they said that even the only thing worse than retaining Bill Cubitt was signing him to a two-year deal that gives no stability and no chance to recruit, and they can't land a recruit. So there was even talk of, even though they don't want, this is how crazy it's gotten in Illinois, one of the people said we'd be better off, if they're not going to fire him, we'd be better off giving him a four-year deal instead of a two-year deal, just for recruiting purposes, because that's the reason why recruits aren't coming, and then just pay more money when you fire him after this year. That's how inverted everything's gotten, where they actually were trying to talk themselves into that.
We were on the air together the day Beckman was fired, when he was finally fired, and we were at Union Station. And I just remember asking you over and over again, how was the AD not fired at that same time?
That's what they were asking, too.
I mean, how in the hell was he still there and allowed to be a part of, or at least claiming to be a part of, the next coaching search?
They also believe that it is not reasonable to believe that Bill Cubitt had no idea about the player abuses at the hands of Beckman.
Oh, it's completely not possible.
I didn't know. Yeah, you did.
If that guy didn't know, then there's no way I'd want him around then.
He was one of the most empowered assistant coaches in Division I.
It's really, again, I have nothing invested in the University of Illinois, and I honestly don't care if they win one game or they win every game for the rest of their existence in football. I just wonder how you can be this completely lost and confused in the way you run your athletic department when you're part of the Big Ten and you have revenue and money and TV money and you're in Illinois. You're near Chicago.
Not really.
You should, well, come in. I know anything south of I-80 you don't believe in, but it's just, I mean, how do you not? I just don't get it. I don't get how they're running the organization, the university, that it just seems so lost that they have no clue of what to do at that level. And that you bring a guy in that's never done it, but he's played there, so he seems like a great guy and he's super nice. We should give him the chance.
What's their fourth choice? I mean, you had to hire somebody.
And this awful committee didn't know what it was doing, and you have your agronomy professor in charge of it. And it,
right, that's,
the guys, I mean, you actually wanted said no.
Didn't you put Mark Grody on the committee? Was it?
Yes.
Was it Grody that was part of the committee for the search for the AD as well?
Well, that explains it. That's why I went completely haywire. He's a Batacola.
Like Quadi was on the committee.
With his fake mustache.
That guy in the Hawks jersey was part of it.
Oh, you better believe it. No, that's actually Marian Hossa, by the way. That's why he's been...
That's what happened to him?
Yeah, that's why he's looked slow, and it's a total body injury. He now looks like that.
What do you get here at the auto show that you need a bag to take stuff home with you?
Well,
is it brochures or what do you...
Well, there's swag at some places.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't, like, get a car or anything.
What? I mean, so there isn't a car in the bag this guy's holding in his hand, Dan? Thanks.
I haven't seen... Okay. We had the little stress balls that we were giving out yesterday.
You were throwing at people.
I almost brained this, like, 80-year-old woman. I was trying to throw it to somebody, and my arm caught on the edge of the table as it was coming
up. You hit an 80-year-old woman in the head?
Oh, just missed her. And she turned around like, what was that? I'm sorry.
Did she say it like that? What was that?
She gave me the stink eye because, like, why are you throwing it at my head for? I said, get off the plate.
Hey, did you
back off? I got the inside corner.
Your guy that was here earlier, your buddy here that said hello, longtime listener, never called in before. I think Al.
That's not my buddy. But
he said he was hit in the head with a soda can.
Today?
That's what he said.
Well, that would explain it then.
Well, he said he didn't get hurt, though, because it was a soft drink.
Oh.
Shut it down!
He's coming over to do a bit?
He did.
All right, 312-644-6767. Happy trade deadline day.
Ugh,
you got the score.
Kirk Heinrich's gone.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Is dried dog and cat food. Can you guess where this comes from? Of course, it's from Scott, who dreamed this sale up as part of Oak Park Natural Pets' month-long Groundhog's Day celebration. Why duck feet? Well, dogs love them. Plus, they're great for their hips and joints. Why feed raw, frozen dog food? Because it's never been heated, so all the amino acids and enzymes are still intact. Never fear if you're looking for an aquarium to house your African cichlids. Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish has got you covered. Whether it's a 10-gallon LED kit or a 110-gallon cherry combo, no worries, they're all on sale. So what better way to celebrate Groundhog's Day month? That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison. Oak Park Natural Pet, where you always find more fish.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Mortgage license.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We will win. It's important. That's what everybody's thirsty for. We don't get in this to come in second place. That's not our purpose. I'm not the savior of Illinois athletics. I don't walk on water. I'm one piece of a very big and very committed group of people. And, you know, if I can provide a spark, if I can provide some enthusiasm, if I can provide some vision and some leadership and some other things that our group here is so thirsty for, then great. This is a dream for me. This is an opportunity for me to take the last job that I hope I ever have. That's the kind of power that this place has for me. It's the kind of opportunity that this place presents. And I could not be more excited about what we're about to do.
Save your money if you want this to be the last job you ever have. Live it very inexpensively.
Thirsty people thirsting for what he can bring them.
That Josh Whitman, the former Illini tight end and former NFL tight end, and you know, I have to be honest about what runs through my mind now, and I don't know if this is fair or not, but anytime you hire a former NFL player to a managerial position, to a position of any kind, I always wonder about what's going on in his brain.
Yeah, no, that's a valid point to make, because whenever you hear anything negative about a football player or a retired football player, my first thought always goes now to CTE,
regardless of age.
Yeah, regardless of age, but you know, I look at you have to factor in the quality of the career as well.
I know.
That has to play a part to it.
There's no way to know.
There isn't.
When anything starts, there's no way to know if there is something structural. And I guess I had gotten to the point when I was reading the story about Wayne Krabet being a financial advisor.
Would you give him your money?
Who in God's name?
Retired NFL players?
Who would allow somebody with his history of traumatic brain injury to be in charge of your money?
Other football players.
Okay.
That's who you go after.
More impaired judgment.
Right.
Or a doctor. If somebody who is making decisions about your health, you know, and anybody in some serious position. I know Roger Staubach has done great, but I also, it's so unknown, it's so unpredictable that I really would want to know if somebody I'm hiring as a decision maker, as a significant, important decision maker, has undergone a great deal of subconcussive brain trauma.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I think it'd be really exciting to see and really interesting to see. I think that's a better word, not exciting, but interesting to see over the next decade, next two decades, as more research is done on subconcussive hits in the NFL and studying and watching retired players as they go through their post-playing life. Like, how it develops? Does it develop gradually? Is it something that comes quickly? Is it something just based on a person that
they're studying all
you're fine for 5-10 years and all of a sudden one day you wake up? Because, you know, because I see guys, you talk about like Wayne Corbett. Like, I would never give that guy a dollar of my money to hold and to do anything with, not even to borrow. And then I see a guy like
Mike. Well, might forget. He owes you the money, right?
He owe me $5.
No, I don't.
It was a dollar. No, it wasn't. It was five. Then I see a guy like Michael Strahan, who's on TV every time I turn around. And it seems like, and this was a defensive lineman who's, I mean, he was there in the trenches, play after play, for a long career.
I was having a conversation.
And you just don't see anything wrong with that guy.
I was having a conversation with Dana Buffone recently, and she said, you know, a lot of people have been asking me, and she said to me, she said, look, you've been around him forever. Did you ever notice anything? Like, even recently, even right before he died? I said, no, nothing. I said, I would tell you if I did, because I'm pretty good at noticing things like that, you know, little hesitations or senior moments, and I said, no.
Yeah,
nothing
really with Doug. Nothing. I mean, I've hosted 4 or 5 hour shows with him at times, and he just.
Played 14 years.
I know, yeah. And that's the crazy thing about it. And then, you know, like that 30 for 30 thing, watching and seeing some of those guys and seeing.
Jimbo Covert, you know, some of the guys just, and the difference between Jim McMahon and Jimbo Covert.
Or Gary Fensick. You know, you hear Gary Fensick talk, and you know what kind of player he was and how he played the game. And he just seems like, wow, that guy, if someone who didn't know Gary Fensick from the 85 team, a younger guy, you could say that guy, he never played football. You'd look at him physically and say, yeah, I could see him never playing football.
Steve Ashburner from NBA.com is going to join us in just a moment. But here is a paragraph that I think plays right into what your sort of Occam's razor explanation is for the Bulls in action being what is the most likely reason. And it's Joe Colley in the Sun-Times. A source said that the big hurdle for this organization was that there were no deals out there that would make the Bulls better without Gasol for at least this season. And after an offseason in which they removed Tom Thibodeau from his coaching chair, to fall short of making the playoffs this year would be a disastrous look. You're worried about a look.
So it's a very misguided perception as far as what they did, what their filter was for this season, for this trade deadline.
What are you gaining? How are you getting closer to a title by being the eighth seed this year? That needs explanation.
It might
be true, but I got to hear somebody say it and then.
But
say
that's very damning, though. If they're more concerned with, hey, we can't go into a season and bring in, you know, I can't bring my guy in to run, you know, this offense, yep, this high-powered offense, yep, and fail to make the playoffs when we got rid of a very quality coach that did nothing but win with whatever roster we gave him.
Worried about a look. Steve Ashburner might have an explanation for us next on The Score.
Go to 670thescore.com for the latest exclusive digital content from The Score. Podcasts and show audio on demand. 670thescore.com.
Read what's hot in Chicago sports from our 670thescore.com columnist.
Exclusive Score content focusing on your favorite team. Chicago sports. Digitized.
It all starts at 670thescore.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770.